You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey, everyone. This is Stefan from ProjectLifeMastery.com. And in this video, I'm going to share with you a different perspective on stress and anxiety. I'm going to share with you guys how to make stress and anxiety your friend. Now, stress and anxiety, those are words that a lot of people have such negative association to, right? That you want to eliminate stress, you want to eliminate anxiety. And unfortunately, a lot of people, they experience that. They experience that in their job or under, you know, the certain circumstances or financially, or it might be even socially, an anxiety to go and meet people or different events that might be coming up. Maybe you got to go and speak at an event, or you've got a test or a project that is coming up in school. Might be a different circumstances where these emotions come up, and I think a lot of people, they try to avoid them. They have a very negative perception of it. And in this video, I just want to offer you guys a different perspective, a different way of looking at it. You see, I experience a lot of stress and anxiety in my life. I do. But the truth is, I don't view it as a bad thing, okay? And let me share with you why. I believe that in order for you to really grow in your life, and to really grow yourself and achieve your goals, your dreams, the desires that you really have, that in order to acquire that and achieve that and attract that in your life, you're going to have to step outside your comfort zone in some way. You see, we all have a zone of comfort, okay, this little realm that, you know, is safe and comfortable, and that's how we normally live our life. The consistent beliefs and behaviors and circumstances in our life that we've just become grown to be accustomed with. Now, the challenge with that is that if you just remain in this comfort zone, then you're not going to be able to get what you really want or become the kind of person that you really want to be in your life, because everything that you want is currently outside of your comfort zone. Because if you had it, then it would be in your comfort zone. It'd be just a normal thing for you. So I understand that. And the way that I look at it is that I'm willing to purposely experience stress and anxiety, because that's how I grow. That's how I get what it is that I want. And I view it as an opportunity for me to become more. Because in order to have more, you have to become more. And the way that you become more is through putting yourself in challenging circumstances, by going through challenging events in your life and challenging and pushing your comfort zone in some way. Because when you do that, you're conquering your fears, your doubts. You're growing the most, and who you want to be, the life that you want, is on the other side of your fear. It's on the other side of that comfort zone. So the perspective that I have for you to offer you guys here today is, what if stress and anxiety was your friend? What if you just changed your perception of it? You know, I'm doing well in my life. I'm very grateful for the life that I have, but I also want to create more. I want to become more. I'm excited for the vision that I want to create. And you know what? Sometimes it scares me. Sometimes it makes me nervous. But I love it, because I know that that's what I got to go through. That's what it takes to have what I want. I'm excited for that process and that journey. Often, I did a seminar, right? If I put on a seminar, I got to go speak. I don't have to do that. It's not like I need the money to do a seminar, or I sometimes speaking at this event in a few weeks from now for free. This is a free event that I'm going to just to speak. The truth is, that makes me uncomfortable. You know, it creates some anxiety and stress. You know, before I have to go and speak, I'm thinking about it, and I'm a little bit anxious, and I got to prepare stuff, and I got to do this and that, and I got a lot of things going on. But why would I do that? Why do I schedule that event? Why do I do that? Because it makes me grow, helps me become more, better speaker, better communicator, helps me make a difference, helps me fulfill my mission, and I get so much more joy and fulfillment from that than the stress and the anxiety that will temporarily produce in my life, right? Even just doing videos, you know, I put myself in front of the camera. Yeah, you know, it's uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm vulnerable. Yeah, it can be a little bit scary. It can create a little anxiety and stress. But I love it because I'm willing to confront that. I look at that, this is an opportunity for me to grow, for me to become better, to add value, to make a difference, for me to be the best that I want to be. I believe that everybody should be doing this. Everyone should be facing their fears and get in front of a camera just to improve yourself, improve your communication, improve your presence, improve your ability to speak. I don't know. I think this is one of the greatest self-development tools that you can do is just by speaking in front of a camera, you know, or it might be a certain event or a deadline. You know, I did a fitness competition. I did 2 years ago. Yeah, that creates a lot of stress. It creates a lot of anxiety, but I like who I become. A lot of people say you're crazy. No, I love who I become in the process because through that constant pressure creates diamonds. Pressure will shape you into becoming the kind of person that you want to be. So instead of shying away from that, confront it. Go through it. Be like, yeah, you know what? I don't like the way this feels, but I like what it's going to make of me. I like who I'm going to become by facing this anxiety and facing the stress that I might have to go through to have what I want. You know, I was a very shy person. I was the kind of person that I remember I would skip school because I was so shy and awkward, socially awkward, that I would spend lunchtime by myself, the library, in front of the computer, going home for lunch just by myself. I just avoided people because I was so uncomfortable socially. I remember when it came to school, and you have to give a presentation for a project, I would skip school, take the zero, because I was just too terrified to actually go up there and speak. Whenever the teacher would say, you know, call up in the class, Stefan, you know, what's the answer to this? My answer was always, I don't know, just leave me alone, right? I'd just shy away, my face would turn red, I'd shake, I'd sweat. I would go to the bathroom, pretend I had to go to the bathroom, but I really didn't, just to get away from the class temporarily. People always ask, well, Stefan, how did you overcome that? How did you overcome your shyness? The way that I overcame it was by facing my fears, by facing that anxiety that I had and doing it, you know, by actually going out there and approaching strangers on the street, even though I was terrified to do so, I knew that I would grow and become better from that. In fact, every time that I did, I would feel this high of like, yeah, because whenever you conquer a fear, and you push your comfort zone, you always feel this sense of aliveness afterwards. You know, every time that I get up to speak, I feel alive. I'm like, yeah, this is who I am. This is what I'm made for. I feel this energy where the best of me shows up. When I do a video like this, I feel alive. I feel the best of me is coming out. If I didn't have things like this, the stress, I would not be who I am today. Not even close. You know, if you want to build a body, you want to be strong physically, the only way you accomplish that is by putting stress on the body. If you go to the gym and you just lift a 1 pound weight, you're not going to get any stronger because that's your comfort zone. You already have the ability to be able to do that. The way that you get stronger and bigger muscles is by choosing a weight that is challenging, that creates stress on your body. And when you do that and you push yourself and it gets hard and challenging, you keep going. You have a spot, someone that can help you, or mentally you just push yourself beyond that, even though it's not comfortable, that's how you grow. You know, and the next day, the day after, you know, you're going to feel sore. Your body's got to recover from that, but guess what? You become stronger, you become bigger as a result of that. You know, if you just took your body, a lot of people are like, oh, I just want to eliminate all the stress of my life and I want to be stress-free. Great, well, why don't you just lay on a bed for a few weeks? See what happens. No stress. You can just lay on a bed, not move. You're going to be pretty comfortable, watch TV all day, maybe get up to go to the bathroom and eat. You know what's going to happen to your body? Your body's going to wither away. Your bones are going to get weaker because your bones, to be strong, they have to face stress. They have to face the gravity and squatting and running and deadlifts, all things. They put stress on your bones, which make your bones stronger. Your body would wither, your muscle mass will wither away. I had a friend that got into a motorcycle accident a number of years ago, and he was a very built, like a fitness bodybuilder guy, and he got a motorcycle accident. He was in the hospital for a few weeks. All his muscle mass, like his body withered away. Because we need stress. You need it. Your life would be so unfulfilling. You would not grow if you didn't have stress and have that in your life. Now there might be some circumstances of stress that are not manageable for you, okay? And maybe you don't want to go too far off the deep end and, you know, create an environment where it's going to be maybe too stressful for you. If you're proactive about it, you can decide, okay, you know what? I'm going to push myself in this way. I'm going to face my fear. You should be doing all that, but you know what? You don't have to really do much for the big stresses to show up in your life because they are going to show up regardless, okay? That's outside of your control. Everyone here, unfortunately, we're all going to face extreme stress in our lives where someone that we love is going to die, you know, and get a health challenge. It could be a financial stress. It could be a relationship stress. We're all going to go through that. Okay, you don't have to go looking for it. It's just going to show up. That's just called life. Okay, but if you know that it's going to show up and it's going to happen, then might as well change your perception of it. Might as well look at it in a more empowering way. Look at as maybe a friend and who you're going to become and how you're going to grow from that. Because I can promise you, any event in your life you've already been through that was the most stressful, the most painful, I'm sure when you look back at it today, you're so grateful that you went through it because of who you became on the other side. I remember when I was, you know, 16 years old, I was in love with this girl. I had a crush on her. She broke my heart. I was so devastated and stressed and really beat up over that experience. But I look back now, I'm like, wow, that was one of the greatest things that could have happened to me, right? And I look back at my business going through challenges, and I'm like, you know what? I'm so grateful for that. I remember a time when I was in credit card debt. I remember a time where my first business when I was 21, we didn't put money aside for taxes at the end of the year. And then we got a tax bill. And then we had to, like, we're all stressed. We had to work on a payment plan with the government to pay back taxes over several years. You know, even though I went through that, it created a lot of stress. I look back, I'm like, I'm so grateful for that because I learned valuable lessons there that I'm never going to repeat that same mistake again. And who I became, because I had to be resourceful, I had to be committed, I had to grow from that experience to be who I am today. So this is just an offering for you guys, just a different perspective to share. I'm not saying that you shouldn't maybe do some things to not be as overwhelmed in your life and to have a better experience of life, but at the same time, I just want you to look at it in a different way. Look at whatever you're going through right now, that stress and anxiety, look at it as a friend, as a gift, as a blessing to you in your life. And look at the benefit that you're going to get from it. And you got to see on the other side of this moment, because sometimes people get so caught up in this moment, you got to look past that. You got to look at who you're becoming and the life that you're going to be able to create. And you can't always control the events of your life, but you can control how you interpret them, the meaning that you create, how you decide to look at these things. It doesn't have to be stressful. It can be a blessing for you. Okay, so hopefully this could help some of you. Some belief system has helped me in my life. If you guys enjoyed this, hit the thumbs up button and leave a comment below. Let me know what you guys think and subscribe for more videos. Thank you guys so much for watching. And one last quick thing, if you want to learn more about me, go to projectlifemastery.com. And if you want to check out a good course that I have that I created that can benefit you in developing your mindset, your beliefs, your emotions, then check out my Morning Ritual Mastery course at morningritualmastery.com. Link below in the description. And check that out because that's got a lot of really good stuff to help you over 7 days create a morning ritual that will empower you in your life that I can guarantee you will help you get rid of a lot of stress and anxiety as well. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. See you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.